There are already 4 elephants at the Dallas Zoo: Jenny, Gypsy, Kamba, and Congo. The zoo calls them the Golden Girls. 4 geriatric elephants roaming 6 acres of a man-made African savanna, tall trees, grass, sand, water, and all.
You can also see that net that's up there on the top. That's a hay net. In the old days, we would take hay and just bring it and dump it on the ground. But the way elephants browse in the wild, they're taking branches and pulling down.
Greg Hudson is president and CEO of the Dallas Zoo. The current elephant habitat here, Giants of the Savannah, opened in 2010 and was the first in the country to accurately mimic the wild, mingling elephants with hoofed animals like zebras and giraffes. It was designed by elephant experts to care for the individual needs of both older and younger animals, and it includes pathways for elephants to walk more than 10 miles a day. Hudson says the zoo's done extensive research over the years to provide their Golden Girls as natural an environment as possible.
In 2006, when I first got here, our elephant habitat was not a good habitat. And so we made the decision that we were going to either get out of exhibiting elephants or show the world how a zoo can do that.
The Dallas Zoo, along with the Henry Dorley Zoo in Omaha and the Sedgwick County Zoo in Wichita, Kansas, are waiting for permits from U.S. Fish and Wildlife to import the 18 elephants as part of a project overseen by a group called Room for Rhinos. Officials in Swaziland say the elephants are overcrowding and depleting resources needed by endangered black and white rhinos. With worsening drought conditions and aggressive poaching in nearby countries, they say Africa has become unsafe for elephants. And these elephants either need to be moved to a zoo or sanctuary or be culled. That means they would be killed. Greg Hudson says the year-long application process has been a big project for the Dallas Zoo.
It's got a lot of science into it. It's got a lot of the forethought of what these animals are going to do on a day-in and day-out basis. And so hopefully we're a viable option for these animals that need a place to come to.
A global community of scientists, conservationists, and welfare experts are trying to block the import and keep the elephants in the wild, where they say they belong. Carney Ann Nasser is a lawyer with the Animal Legal Defense Fund.
Legitimate conservation is about ensuring that these animals will exist and be able to be in the wild for generations to come. Offering $450,000 for 18 elephants to divvy them up among different zoos has nothing to do with conservation and everything to do with boosting ticket sales.
Activists say elephants don't thrive in zoos. Separation from family members, limited movement, and lack of stimulation can lead to mental and physical ailments. And while elephants in the wild generally live to be 50, 60 years old, Catherine Doyle, a scientist at the Performing Animal Welfare Society, says they just don't live that long in zoos.
And in fact, even though elephants in captivity receive daily care, veterinary treatment when needed, and consistent nutrition, they're not living as long as elephants in the wild. And because in captivity, they're developing problems that are actually aging and killing them before their time.
The Golden Girls at the Dallas Zoo are all in their 30s. Dallas's oldest elephant, Mama, was 45 when she died last May. And the oldest African elephant in the U.S. died recently in Utah at 55 and a half. Doyle says it's about quality of life, and rather than spending millions of dollars on state-of-the-art habitats, zoos should invest in conservation efforts that can allow elephants to stay wild.
Can we provide lives that allow elephants to become who they really are? These self-aware animals who are rich in intellect and who experience a range of emotions, including empathy and mourning their dead. In captivity, will never meet elephants' complex needs or help elephants in any way.
Back at the Dallas Zoo, staffers hope to know soon if they'll be able to welcome 6 new elephants to their Giants of the Savannah habitat. If the permits are approved, the elephants could be flown to North Texas in early 2016. For KERA News, I'm Stephanie Kuo.